Do not move. Don't try to turn your head. Don't try to struggle. Do not scream, or I will not be held responsible for what follows.
Shh,
be quiet, worm. There is nothing I want from you except your obedience. Hold out your hands behind you. Now. Don't make me ask you a second time. Good. Yes, these do feel like ropes, don't they? Well done. If you think you can overpower me or outrun me, go ahead. Try. I'll be happy to remind you what happened last time. Except, I'm not playing around anymore. As of today, you're no longer a person. You're a slave. You're now property of the Dark Elf Clan that live in these woods. I'm enslaving you. Do you know what that means? It means I will not hesitate. If you choose to disobey me, I will draw blood from you. You can feel how sharp and cold the blade is against your neck, can't you? I've always wondered how your blood would look on my knife. Would it be dull and lifeless, like you? Or would it glisten brightly on the steel as it caught the sun? And will you scream? Or will you beg? How much could I make you bleed before you passed out from the pain? I wonder. Don't tempt me to find out. Not today, worm. All right? Nod. You know, I don't like it when I get the impression you aren't listening to me, right? I don't like it. It just makes me really mad. It does. My grip on the knife starts to get erratic. You know? You are listening to me, right? Okay, if you say so. But, oh, what were we talking about again? If you try to run, I'll break your legs. Both of them. And I'll just drag you through the undergrowth. You're a commodity now. To be bought, broken in, and sold. Or kept. Whatever I wish. You have no rights except what I'm kind enough to give you. And just how painful this is going to be depends entirely on your decisions. I suggest you choose wisely. I can't say I'm in a very good mood right now. Mm-hmm. Good choice. Hold still while I bind your hands together. Oh, you know why I'm doing this. It's what my kind is infamous for. It's why I've had my eye on you for so long. I know you come to these woods around this time every day, all alone. You walk to the little stream that flows south of here, and you sit on its banks, gazing at the scenery around you, and begin reading one of those books. You know which ones. Where a princess or a lady knight, some kind of noble or witch, pines away for the man she loves. swooning over how kind and soft and gentle he is. And the stars align just right, and she confesses to him under those stars in the night sky, and then they get married and have children and live happily ever after. You read them because you're lonely, but I am not one of those girls in your fairy tales. I'll do your upper arms and legs now. Keep holding still. There is nothing to talk about. I wanted to talk, but you ran away from me. I can't allow that. Don't worry, though. You'll make a fine slave. Obedient. Docile. Well-behaved. Easy to manipulate. Starved for affection. Just what a girl wants. I'll make certain of that. You're not going home. I wonder if you're going to start crying again. All right. I'm all done. Go ahead and struggle against your restraints. See if they come loose. I insist. Dance for me, worm. Give me a show. Oh, you... Oh my gosh, that was so bad. You nearly fell to the ground. I haven't seen something that pathetic since... Well, yesterday, when you ran away crying like the little boy you are. Huh. I guess you're not breaking out of those ropes anytime soon. Now there's just one thing remaining. You know what this is, don't you? Shh. No words. No pegging. Just nod your head. You know what this thing means. Yes? And you know what happens when I put this collar around your neck. What happens after you hear the soft clicking of the metal sliding into place. Let me educate you. It means the end of your old life, of whoever you used to be. It's the end of the freedom that was given to you, permanently. You are no longer a person, no. You're my slave. With this, you finally belong to me. You're mine. Come along now. Walk 6 steps behind me. You look startled. How precious. It was only a gentle tug on your leash, my dear. A small shock of magic. Don't make me do it again. Follow. What a pathetic moan. That was for speaking out of turn. Don't forget your place. If you want to converse with a dark elf now, ask for her permission first. Good boy. Of course you can ask me a question, dear, but keep it short. You'll see where I'm taking you in a moment. Keep walking. What's going to happen to you? I told you. You're property of the drows now. My family, to be specific. And as the one who brought you in, I get to decide what to do with you, how to use you. And I haven't quite made up my mind yet. Or maybe I've known exactly what to do with you since the first day of school. I guess you'll have to find out, won't you? Don't not look so dazed and depressed. We haven't got all day. Hurry up. I understand you're confused, probably lost and feeling helpless, and that's fine. But like I said, there is only one thing I want from you. Obedience. Listen to what I say at all times. You're my slave, after all. Do this, and I promise no harm shall come to you. Things always work out just fine when you listen to me, don't they? Chin up now. We've arrived at the gates. Welcome to your new home. Well? I did warn you. Listen to me, pet. I don't enjoy tugging your leash any more than I have to. But you can't just stand there all day admiring the beauty of the enchanted marble. You'll have a chance to stare at the sculptures and carvings later. Come along. Mm-hmm. Just follow 6 steps behind me. No wandering off. What did I say about asking for permission before you ask a question? I'll let this one slide. But Fiona was right. I really am too soft on you. This is the Dark Elf Village. Can you really not tell? We've had this thriving community here deep inside the forest for many generations now. Not many at the Academy are aware it exists. And for good reason. Yes, there are a lot of elves around. Why is that a revelation? Of course they're staring at you. You're tied up and I'm walking you on a leash. Maybe I want them to notice. I caught you, after all. You are mine to show off and parade around. Besides, do you not see the other humans? They're wearing collars, too. We work as inquisitors and slavers. When a drow comes of age, she joins one of the hunting parties. We raid human settlements and capture men and women as prisoners. Slaves. We train them, sometimes discipline them as required. And once they're broken, well, we sell them off to our lovely and oh-so-lonely clients all over this continent. It's quite lucrative, as you can probably tell from what you see. Ah, we're here. Come on inside this building. Watch your step. Pet? Are you listening? You look a bit stunned. This is my house, yes? What, you think it looks like a palace? Aw, how sweet. Did I never mention I'm the daughter of the chiefess? Well, it must have slipped my mind. I'm a busy woman. Now, come along. Hurry up. I'm going to get you cleaned up and put into some actual garments suited to your new calling in life as my pet. Yes. I think I'll enjoy having you as my pet. Hold on, is that... Sis? Oh, it's you, isn't it? How wonderful to run into you. I didn't think you'd be visiting again so soon. Oh, come here. Me? Oh, I was just taking care of business. Yeah, that's him. Kneel, slave. Yes, he is rather obedient. I suppose a knife to the throat will do that to a human. fragile, fearful little things, but amusing. Slave, this is my elder sister, Francesca. You are to obey her in all things she may ask of you, just as you obey me. And you are to address her as Miss Francesca. Understand? Good boy. Oh, sis, look at him blushing because you called him cute. You've never even met him before this, and you're already spoiling him. Really? You want to pet him? Now? It's fine. I guess he does deserve some head pats for good behavior. Do you like that, my pet? Do you like that, my pet? Do you like it when she runs her fingers through your hair? Don't be shy. You can tell us how it makes you feel. Never mind, your facial expression gives it away. You really are a silly, simple little worm, aren't you? What? It's the truth, big sis. I'm not being mean. I didn't say I don't find it cute. Does Worm like this? Does he like me scratching his scalp with my long nails? It feels good, doesn't it? Look at you, unable to strike up a normal conversation with any girl at school, and here you are now, getting attention from two dark elf women at once. Hmm? Yeah, I can see him leaning into the palm of my hand. It's his body reacting to what he really wants, even if he'll pretend to be sad for a few days about being taken prisoner. Of course he likes me. I'm the only girl who spends this much time and attention on him. Sis, do you have to leave again already? I see. I suppose it can't be helped. You too. Come visit when you can. Yes. Take care out there. I hope to see you again soon. Bye. Well then, do pick yourself up from the ground, my dear slave. I know this evening has been quite stressful for you, but you won't have to walk for much longer. It's just up ahead. Come. Night is descending over these woods. Do you see the moon? Look, over there. It's full and silver. A lovely sight, don't you think? You once told me looking at the moon seems to put your mind at peace, even if only for a moment, especially on long, cold, and dark nights such as this. Do you remember? Good. I kind of like it myself, but it seems terribly lonely. It helps if I have someone to watch it with me, you know? Pet, do come inside. Don't stop now. You're not going to sleep out here in the cold, are you? It's not an option. It's an order. Get inside. Now. Good. Stand still over there while I close these doors. There's a chilly wind starting to blow. Hmm? Did you say something, my dear? Yes. Yes, this is... really here. You really are here. What am I doing? Let's see. I believe some would call this a hug. I don't blame you, in case you're surprised, but it's like I said, you're my property now, so I'll be doing this whenever I want, and you'll just have to get used to it, okay? Pet, do your wrists hurt? Tell me. I see. I did tie your bonds as gently as I could, but tight enough so you couldn't break free. Are you sure you're not in pain? Okay. I trust you. In that case, let's leave them on a little longer. No reason. I just like seeing you in ropes, especially the ones I tied. You still have that cut on your cheek, the one I gave you yesterday. I'm sorry about that. I really didn't mean to get so rough with you, but I guess I got carried away. Since you can't run away from me anymore, here, I'll heal it now. Hold still. There. I kissed it away. All better. As much as I wish that's how it worked, no, Pet, we have to actually take care of that. I'll get some ointment. Can you sit on the sofa for me? Yes. Over there. Sit. Good boy. Your eyes still seem a little unfocused. Like you're still in shock this is really happening. It's real. You're not going anywhere. I am going to take care of you. I mean it. Can I sit beside you? I have to, rub in the ointment. Thanks. Turn your face to the side, Pet. I'm going to dab this cloth over your cheek. It will sting a bit at first, but then it'll feel nice and cool, I promise. Thank you, my dear. So obedient for me. You really follow my instructions so well. I thought this was going to be more difficult, but you've been so, so good for me. I'm proud of you. It doesn't sting much, right? Do you need me to go slower? Okay. Just let me know if you do at any point. Pet, do you hate me? It's nothing, I just... Do you hate me for what I've done to you? For what my kind does? It's okay, you don't have to be scared. When it's just the two of us, you can tell me whatever you're thinking. I don't want you to be scared of me. Not actually scared. I'm not going to hurt you. You don't know? That's fair. I think I should tell you a little more about us. It's true my kind enslaves people, and we sell them on the market. But we only ever sell them to kind owners. I know it sounds strange, but you have to understand, many creatures out there, witches, vampire, mermaids, other elves, They find it difficult to get a human partner by conventional means. You humans are so afraid of what you don't understand. Your cities and towns are so full of rumors and half-truths, of propaganda and xenophobia, perpetuated by the Order. It's essential for someone to bridge the gap, wouldn't you say so? And we Dark Elves, we have an innate ability to tell what a person is like. We never take cruel souls as our clients, and we only sell our precious, adorable slaves to loving homes. It's a form of proactive matchmaking, if you think about it. I'm not saying it's perfect, and we do end up making a good amount of profit from this, but believe me, Pet, things could be so much worse. The vilest of your kind, who traffic other humans without a shred of regard for their safety and happiness, we're nothing like them. We care for our slaves. You don't have to believe everything I say right now. You'll see for yourself in the coming days. You have nothing to worry about. Oh, Pet, of course you can ask me a question. You don't have to be so formal behind closed doors when we're like this. What is it? About time you asked me that. No, I'm not going to sell you off to someone else. That's not why I took you in. You see, we Dark Elves are all women. Sometimes we end up keeping a few of the men we take. Women too, but my sister can tell you more about that. In any case, what I'm trying to say is, when a drow decides to keep a man, it's as her mate. Don't look so shocked, my pet. We need to ensure the continuity of our species, don't we? Silly boy. It isn't really so strange. Many of us tend to get a bit attached to the prisoners we like. Yes, that is why a dark elf keeps one or more slaves for herself. They're her favorites, you see. But I only want one. I only want you. You're my first. You're the first human I've captured, you see. And I've dreamt about doing this for a long time. Do you remember that one time I kissed you in school? It was in an empty classroom, and it was raining outside the window, and you were speechless. You looked like a lost little puppy. I wanted to take you then and there, but I couldn't. So, I just left without saying a word. I'm sorry, little puppy, but did you really think it meant nothing? You are so much more to me than a toy, but I could never tell you that before. I would have hinted how I really felt, and I thought I did, but I was... I'm sorry. I've always seen you as my husband, but you weren't my slave yet. That made me... confused. Frustrated. It's not supposed to be that way. Not for a drow. You looked so scared when I caught you in the forest earlier. Like you'd lost all hope. I wanted to hold you. And comfort you. I really did, but I couldn't. I had to keep up the act. I'm going to govern and lead this village with my sister one day. I have to be strong and ruthless. A human at the end of my leash must look like they've had every bit of their resistance and spirit extinguished. If I told you everything, if you knew, then you wouldn't look so defeated. The other elves might suspect something was wrong. I had to use you as an example. You are my slave. It's still my responsibility to break you in, remember? When you're out with me in public, you must always remember your place. This is important. You must obey any instruction I give you without hesitating. That's just how things work around here, at least for now. Please, don't make me punish you in front of everyone. I really don't want to.
Because I like you, Worm.
Can I sit on your lap?
No, I guess I don't need your permission after all, but
may I? Please? Thank you, pet. You make for such a comfy piece of furniture, pretty boy. Is this how they do it? The girls in your romance novels, is this how they'd sit on the lap of the protagonist and throw their arms around his neck and pull him close? Maybe play with his hair like this? You look like such a happy slave. You really like it when Mistress brushes your hair, don't you? Do you like it when she cradles your head close to her chest, just like this? Do you like getting drunk on her perfume? It's lily and freesia and her. Do you like it when she leans in close to your ear and calls you her? Good boy. Do you? I'll have to remember that. Positive reinforcement is crucial when training a pet. And I do want to reward you for being so submissive, my good boy. That's it. Let go. Just sleep on my chest and breathe. Breathe in my scent and listen to my voice. Sleep and obey. You don't have to worry about anything anymore, okay? You're mine now, and I'll take care of you the way I've always wanted. I really do like you. So much. I only want you to stay with me and to listen to me. Can you do that for me? You promise? Oh? You should know I take such vows very seriously, dear. But if that's the case, then, well, there's something I want you to do. Call me Mistress. Wow, I like hearing you say it. When we're out in public, you are to always address me as Mistress from now on. Do you understand? Good. Then do it. Again. That's a good boy. I can see why the other dark elves like this so much.
Look at me. Chin up, pet. Kiss me. Kiss my neck. Yeah, just like that. I'm really happy I met you, you know? Hey, who said you could stop? No more words out of you. Keep kissing. You really are here with me. I finally have you all to myself. I'm never letting go. Oh, I'm going to enjoy you so much, darling.